Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It has been a hot minute since we did this. Sing along if you know the words to Tee Off with Tee Hack.
With all the problems in the real world, Tee Hack don't care.
I made it too high.
A little.
Since all the things that seem to bug him are so unfair. Teed off with
T-Hack. Oh man, he's real teed off today.
What are you teed off about today?
I'm real teed off today. Let's have a nice discussion about air mattresses. And I think
I kind of love them. But I
why?
I love the idea of them.
I'm sorry.
Because they didn't exist when I was little.
Oh.
And so
like, what did you
ground? Earth.
Oh. You can do that?
You would just lay on, like if people came over, they'd sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
Or you'd sometimes, if you were real cool. In fact, this was one of the things I got when I first had money and had people like staying at my house. I bought one of those like spring-loaded cots that go like.
And,
like
oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, cool.
I had like two of those just in a closet. I was like, hey, anybody want to? It's like prison.
So nice.
But it's like, so I never had them when I was a kid. We had to sleep on the ground.
Yeah.
So air mattresses, I am with you. I feel very positively about air mattresses, especially nowadays.
Then why is this a teed off with
Well, I'll get to it. Oh. All right. There's a method to the madness.
Okay.
So air mattresses, they've come a long way because I remember when we used to stay when I was kids and my dad would blow up the air mattress, he'd have a hair dryer or something to blow it up, or you're just using your mouth, you know, to.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You used to manually blow them up?
Because it didn't come with a pump. I don't think it was just like here, like blow it up. Just like if you buy an inflatable pool, there's like
I guess
figure it out.
Yeah.
Now they're like the pump is built in.
And they're so like, nice. Boom. Yeah. Exactly. So nice. They even some of them you can turn them on and they deflate. Like
it goes the other way.
Yeah. The pump will blow the air out of it. So it deflates
so
real fast.
Time.
Uh-huh. And we have some air mattresses, they're like at least queen size, and
they're
really tall too, so you don't even they're not even like on the ground, it feels like a regular bed. It's
yes,
you know,
no, I've seen some of the like it's much like so. I have a Costco issue,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
So when I go to Costco, if there are new and they know it, they're like, he's here, and they like just start setting blankets in my path.
Oh, yeah,
because I can't walk past a blanket without buying it.
I do that too,
and I have two other things that are like that. If you put a tent on enough discount,
mm.
I'll It's like, you Costco's don't, like, you here's don't a 10-person tent for $300. I'm like, 300 for 10 people?
When was the last time? Do you know 10 people to camp with, and you're also not going to go camping?
You just have this huge tent that like two people are in it, and you go like, you go over there. We're not getting along right now. Go in the other wing of the tent.
Just stay home. You have wings in your house.
No, because I have all these blankets. I need to
stay home and fight there.
No, I do stay home. My 10-person tent has only ever been set up in my backyard. But it's been set up in my backyard 100 times. You want to borrow it? Oh my God, you and your kids would have so much fun in the back. Ooh, I don't know if your backyard's big enough. Do you want to come camp at my house in the backyard? I will set it up for you.
I would. My kids would love that.
Okay, anyway, long story longer. Mm-hmm. Blankets, tents, and air mattresses. Because they just keep coming out. Like,
it's getting better and better.
At Costco, and you walk by, and it's like, my first one was like 6 inches thick, had a separate pump. And now, then they went to like a foot thick with the pump built in. And now, like you said, they're like a pillow top on either side. They're like 3 feet high, nicer than my bed.
We were just staying with some family, and theirs had like a sensor on it where you just hit it filled it perfectly, and then it would just turn off. You didn't even have to monitor it.
Keep filling it?
No, like once it goes down, then you hit it again like the next morning, but it's a little... I kind of like it a little more firm. I want it to feel like it's going to pop a little bit. So I like that.
I don't know what to tell you, but we are out of time.
Okay.
Air mattresses are good. There was no teed off today.
No. Here's where it takes a turn. Air mattress is great. That's enough positivity though.
Okay.
So now you're done with the air mattress. You get all the air out of it. It's all flat. You fold it all up. You get it rolled up, right? You do it exactly right. And then you look at that stupid tiny bag that it comes in that it only fits off the manufacturing line. If it's folded literally perfectly, is how it fits into that little Ziploc bag they give you.
You're not doing it right.
What do you mean?
Mine fits.
You're not doing it. Why don't they make the bag bigger? Just make it a little bigger.
No,
like, why does it need to be so small?
You
want to
be able to put 100 of them on the shelves at Costco. So it has to fit.
make it a little bigger.
No.
Every time I got to redo the thing, now you're hitting, instead of folding it in thirds,
so are you mad at the air mattress or are you mad at you?
I'm mad at the bag.
You're mad at you.
I am so mad that I've switched bags before. I've just been like, this one's bigger and this is the air mattress we use all the time. I'm just putting it in this bag and it's so much better. Just make it a big sack. What are we doing?
So is that it?
Yeah. Make it bigger. It's a wonder. It's a great experience until technology. The end.
You're the guy who complains that your cell's not working well enough on an aircraft. It's like, what? The Wi-Fi on the United flight sucks.
Just make the bag bigger. What do you got to fold it back in exactly how it came from the manufacturing?
Learn to fold it back. And you're not staying in my backyard
anymore. Oh, no.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.